Welcome to Come Alive, the Living Spiritfully Guide to Thriving, where we explore the 12 permaculture principles as accessible ways to living a joyful life. We are your hosts. I am Paul Galoro.
And I'm Catherine Stilo.
And today we're introducing ourselves and telling you a bit about this journey we're about to begin. So allow us to introduce ourselves a little bit deeper. Catherine, tell the audience a little bit more about yourself.
I was on a very conventional path, mainly because I didn't know there was any other path. And as I was on that, I realized that I was out of alignment. I wasn't living from my heart. And I remember the instant I had this epiphany. One, it was the wee hours of the morning as I was working, and I was like, this cannot be all there is. This cannot be all there is. And that really sent me on a journey and an exploration. And that path took me in a deep dive into yoga, into exploration of the self. It took me to New Mexico to learn about earthships and building these self-sustaining dwellings. It took me to Vermont and learned about permaculture. And I'm the exploration continues.
That's amazing. And what I love is that you and I came into each other's lives back in 2012. We've sort of had these parallel experiences with one another, weaving in and out of each other's lives. And it brought us to here. I see myself as dancing through life. I've had a lot of experiences that, similar to you, have left me asking, there's got to be more to life than this. And I've always looked up to you. And when you started on your permaculture journey, I was sort of just watching from the sidelines. And now I'm here to experience this with you and learn so much from you, because I just love you and I'm having so much fun doing it.
Oh my God, I'm blown away, because it's like this mutual admiration society. I love and admire you, and I'm so inspired. And it's actually funny how this podcast came to be. Mm-hmm. Because it was that invitation to, hey, do you want to do a heart-to-heart with me?
Right. Well, and isn't this funny? Because actually, you know what? This is making me think of the spider plant that you gave me. Because, okay, so just to bring everybody on board with what's going on in my head right now, I have a podcast called Heart to Heart, and I invited Catherine to be a guest on the show, where we just had a conversation as we normally do, except we recorded it. And Catherine, you brought up a lot of stuff about permaculture, which then inspired you to bring more ideas of permaculture after. And so then we just decided to explore the principles of permaculture. Now, this is where the spider plant comes in. Your spider plant, the one that you gave me, you gifted me so beautifully, starting to have a little offshoot of a little baby that at some point I'm going to plant somewhere else. And hello, heart to heart, offshoot, come alive, this podcast.
I love that analogy, because that's exactly what it was. It's you that planted the seed, and we realized not just one seed, we planted so many seeds that it was like, wow, there really is a whole other podcast out of this. Because we even talked about, do we do a follow-up podcast? And it was like, oh my God, there's so much more. So, yeah. You know, and then the discussions about how closely the 12 permaculture principles intersect with living spiritfully.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm so excited about with this podcast, is that we get to share that. Because for me, being an indoor farmer with my indoor garden, which once, you know, spring rolls around, I'm looking forward to taking this outside, just being present with life, plants, other life forms, like thanks to you, now when I see a spider, instead of freaking out and burning my house down, I just allow it to be and watch it. But since I've been interacting with life in that way, I'm finding that the way I interact in life, in my relationships, has totally shifted. And so I'm so excited to share these principles and these discoveries with everyone that's listening. And here's another sort of garden idea or symbol that just came into my mind. As you had said, that one podcast that we did, the one episode, became an offshoot to this, but there's more to come than just this podcast. And so we have this whole garden that we are tending to together that we're so excited to share with the world. I don't know what it's going to look like. When you plant seeds, you never know what the plant's going to look like. You have a general idea, but I'm excited to find out.
I love it because this come alive is exactly what happened. In fact, I find with us that we almost have to rein it in because there's just so much that is sprouting and coming to life. It's energizing and invigorating, and I love it. And I think looping it back to living spiritfully, that oftentimes the ideology is so abstract about how, like, I get it and I get where I'm supposed to end up, but the practical ways of how do I get there are often maybe out of my reach or not exactly tangible in the moment. And this is what's happening with our conversations is like, wow, these are really tangible ways to get to that spiritful living, to come alive.
Absolutely. So let's just talk real quick about what living spiritfully is. And so for me, this is living in alignment with the essence of who we are. So it's not living spiritually, it's spirit fully. What is spirit? It's the essence of who we are. I express spirit differently than you express spirit, which is different than every other expression of spirit here. So to live it fully is to live it out loud, to be alive and bursting with this life force that is the truth of who you are. Now, with that being said, I'm going to hand it over to you, girl. What is permaculture?
So permaculture is a holistic system of design. And most commonly, it's talked about in relation to growing food. That's where we'll see most of the conversation happening. In actuality, it is a holistic system of design. And that system of design can be applied to anything. Any place there's relationships, any place there's group interaction, work, social settings, family. So that's where we can take this design system. It's about seeing the harmonious connections, seeing the relationships, and building there.
I love that. I can feel just the way you speak about it. I feel like this is a way to world peace.
Oh my God. I often think permaculture will save the world.
Yes. You know, it's funny. You and I both are fitness instructors, yoga teachers. Back in the day when I was teaching fitness classes, I used to love being in a group. And I would say, and I put this on my bio in the gym that I was teaching at, group fitness brings us one step closer to world peace because it's a group of people working together towards a common goal. And what you say about these permaculture principles, when we apply them to relationships, family, business, society, we definitely start to see that harmony and we all come together to make that goal of love, spirit, being alive, a reality.
So well said. And when we can step beyond ourselves to see something greater than the self and understand where we fit in the whole, is that thriving and that aliveness and that saving the world.
Exactly, because we need it. Catherine, let's just list what the principles of permaculture are, because we're going to break down each of them in more detail in the coming episodes. So let's start listing them off one by one. I'll let you start.
Observe and interact.
Catch and store energy.
Obtain a yield.
Self-regulation and accept feedback.
Use and value renewables.
Produce no waste.
Design from patterns to details.
Integrate, don't segregate.
Small, slow solutions.
Use and value diversity.
Use edges, value the marginal.
Creatively use and respond to change. These are beautiful. Just the titles alone I'm starting to just get inspired with so many things, and I cannot wait to dive into each of them in more detail as we investigate and explore and observe and interact with these 12 permaculture principles.
I love it. Why don't we tell them a little bit about how we're going to set up each episode?
This is a great idea. So the episodes are going to be broken down. They're very rich in topics. And Catherine, I'm leaning on you because I know just from our conversations and I get the idea, but to me, you have so much more depth of understanding with all of the not only training that you've done, but the experience. Okay, so just sidebar for a second. When I went to your place, remember I was at your place back last year in June, you have a whole system. You're like almost self-sufficient. Can I say that? Is that the word?
Yeah.
You are very self-sufficient in life, but I mean like your home and your garden is self-sustaining. That's the word.
Self-sustaining, yeah. Yeah. Self-sufficient. Yeah. Well, no, some people are self-sufficient and I just am like doing that comparison and going, ooh, those people who really are, it's like, ooh, we're not that close. But yes, yeah, we're striving to be self-reliant. Yeah, self-reliant, because we do all need each other. There's so much work and there's so much learning all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, these topics that we're going to cover are so rich, and we could hours and hours and hours dive deeply into these. And the purpose is to plant seeds in these episodes to introduce and inspire and give accessible, digestible, applicable ways that we can live this immediately. So just fun and easy to digest.
Absolutely. And every episode comes with what we're calling home work, which is something that you, the listener, can take home with you from our conversation to then apply to your life and to bring these principles into your life. They're going to be simple, they're going to be easy, and they're going to be something that we all do together, or at least I strongly encourage that we all do it together. And as we do them, we can pop into the Living Spiritfully Collective Facebook group, where we can all have a discussion about our experience with these principles.
We really want to keep that conversation going and interact with each other.
Absolutely. That's what community is all about. So lovers, check out the Living Spiritfully Collective Facebook group. We've included the link to that group in the show's notes. So once you go in there, answer the questions that are asked and you will be accepted into the group. And also remember to check out our websites and the links that we include in the show's notes. There's ways that you can connect with both Catherine and I together at our email address, comealivepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can also find our own personal websites there where you can interact with us individually. So you'll see Catherine's websites there, my websites there. So this, as we mentioned, this is a communal effort. We're learning together, we're in this together, and we're all being responsible for our part in the betterment of this world.
I think with that, we can sign off and say, remember, we're meant to thrive. How will you come alive?
Come Alive, the Living Spiritfully Guide to Thriving, is a regenerative living production in association with Pollerin Studios and The Elementals. Executive producer, Catherine Stilo. Co-producer and sound engineer, Paul Galoro. Inspired by and dedicated to Mother Earth, our bio-intelligence and the spirit that moves through all things. A big thank you to our sponsors of today's episode, and much love to you, our community, for subscribing to and sharing this podcast.